USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some people now wondering just how many recordings Omarosa Manigault Newman may have from when she worked as a White House aide. She's released another one in which she talks to President Trump on the phone shortly after she was fired late last year.
What's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it.
Omarosa had released a recording over the weekend of the actual firing, which happened in the Situation Room. In a statement, the White House says the very idea of a staff member sneaking a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for the nation's security. Yesterday's white nationalist rally and counter-protests in Washington ended without violence or injury. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her to get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.